The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And a great Tuesday morning to you. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob Belongi and Ken Murray will be with us momentarily. Let's take a quick look at the weather. Sunny and a high near 82 degrees today. North winds about 5-9 miles an hour. Red flag warning has been lifted. It'll be mostly clear tonight. Cooler temperatures with low around 55. Wednesday's high near 77, and then back up to about 82 by Friday. Right now in downtown Reading, it is 59 degrees. Skies are astonishingly clear thanks to that north wind. And, of course, this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They offer up senior and veterans discounts, and they are great people to know. They're at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Good morning. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda. They are off on... Where are you going? Don't wander around on me. It confuses me. I'm here with Bad Bob. Why do they call you Bad Bob?
Very first day of broadcast, Carl just threw that out, and ever since then, it's just, you know, one of those... I have no idea.
Maybe it's because you keep Carl on the air. In any event, apparently my guest is not showing up this morning, so we'll talk about stuff anyway.
I thought you were going to talk, or were you talking about the proposition ballots?
I'm going to do that in the second hour.
Oh, okay.
In the first hour, somebody from One Safe Place is supposed to be here, and we're supposed to be talking about domestic violence. In any event, I'm Ken Murray. It is wonderful to be here this morning. Carl will be back tomorrow. And certainly he's available online to respond to your criticisms, complaints, and joys, and inquiries about his vacation, which I'm sure you're going to hear all about. And what's his email address?
Carl@kcnr1460.com. Or Carl Bott. He actually has both addresses active.
That's Carl@kcnr1460.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can write him and tell him how you feel about the programs I've done and Trisha's done while he is gone, and make suggestions for who we ought to get in the future instead of either Trisha or I guess. The phone lines are open at 605-4567. You can call, and we can talk about anything you like. We were looking for a guest from One Safe Place this morning. I can tell you that a special message to the community came out from Executive Director Angela Jones of One Safe Place earlier this week. It was an email I got. I don't know if everybody in town got it.
I got a copy of that as well.
That's an interesting message. She says that as a society, she says that studies done by the National Sexual Violence Resource Center show that 98% of claims of sexual violence are valid and backed by evidence. And she's concerned that we as a society are discounting 98% of sexual assault victims because 2% may be false. She goes on to say that a victim of any other crime, like somebody broke into your car, that's a crime, right?
Yeah.
She says that a victim of any other crime is responded to with belief, compassion, and empathy.
Not if you're an insurance adjuster.
Well, discounting those guys who don't want to pay me any money for my broken car. Conversely, those who've had their body violated deserve the same belief, compassion, and empathy. And I certainly don't disagree with that. She says that her belief in the innate goodness of people gives rise to the hope that our country will ultimately decide to believe those who have been assaulted. I have hope that this belief will usher in a necessary shift in culture across our country that does not tolerate sexual violence.
The only problem I have had with all of this is that it appeared, and perception is everything, it appeared to be a last-ditch effort to confound disappointment. Now, it could be, I would be...
You're talking about Kavanaugh here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Confound disappointment.
The appointment. Not disappointment, the appointment.
Oh, okay.
Because it was very true. It is a fact that individuals wanted to disable and derail this appointment to keep the Supreme Court, quote, balanced. And the convenience of these accusations, no matter their veracity, setting their veracity aside, the convenience of these accusations raises questions.
Well, I looked at that whole thing as naked politics, raw power politics. And this is nothing against Dr. Ford. I'm perfectly willing to believe she was sexually assaulted as a teenager. I am, however, reminded, and in fact, there was a letter the other day to the editor in the newspaper from a woman who was in her 60s or 70s, in which she said she was sexually violated as a teenager, and she remembers every detail of it. It is permanently implanted in her brain. And you know, while I do understand that sexual violence is, the survivors of sexual violence are akin to PTSD.
Oh, absolutely.
It has the same impact on the brain. I mean, it messes with your head. The fight or flight response, the cortisol that floods your brain, all of that stuff messes with your brain, and there can be long lasting effects from it. And we just have to look at our military people. But there's no difference with a sexual assault victim. They have the equivalent of PTSD because the effects on the brain are the same. And do they remember all of the details? Is their brain confused? Probably. On the other hand, I don't know whether this is true. I'm going to tell you my feelings and then let everybody harass me about it. But there are some women who use the threat of claiming sexual assault to achieve other ends. We see that sometimes in schools where teachers are accused of it wrongly.
Mm-hmm.
But those are fuzzy-headed teenagers who are acting out. But it does harm the teacher's reputation forever. Now, some of them actually, as far as I'm concerned, deserve to be in jail, the teachers that actually do that. But there are many times when the assault is claimed that it didn't happen because a kid wants to get even for a grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know what the answer to all of this is. And I will admit, I was on the, years ago, I was on the board of Women's Refuge, and I learned some before it became One Safe Place. And I learned some things. One of the things I learned is that domestic violence is the overall category. Sexual assault is a subcategory. Domestic violence, there's a great deal of it in our community. And it's a horrible thing. And I mean, I've seen men, black and blue from head to toe. They've been beaten by their significant others, their wives or girlfriends. And it is even more underreported than other forms of domestic violence against men. I also know that domestic violence between same-sex partnerships as a percentage is higher than that of heterosexual partnerships, and generally more violent. Cops hate to go to a domestic violence call in a same-sex partnership situation because they're often extremely violent. In any event, it's a subject we can talk about if you like. The phone number 605-4567. We'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. They've got outstanding service, all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7-day a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642, or you can check out their website. It is homecomfort.org.
Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Taxpayer advocates across California oppose Prop 10. John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
Prop 10 could create more than 500 rental boards full of unelected bureaucrats and allow them to impose government fees on all housing, plus control how much homeowners can charge to rent out their own home or even a single room.
Robert Gutierrez from California Taxpayers Association.
Prop 10 could cost state and local governments hundreds of millions of dollars. If this flawed plan gets challenged in court, Prop 10 puts taxpayers on the hook to defend it. Protect your wallet. Vote no on Prop 10.
Check the facts at Prop10Flaws.com. Paid for by No on Prop 10, a flawed initiative that will make the housing crisis worse. A coalition of housing advocates, renters, large and small businesses, taxpayer groups, and veterans. Committee major funding from Michael K. Haid, including Western National Group and affiliated entities.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
And now, back to our show.
720, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. And our phone lines are open, 605-4567.
You know, Bob, the other night I was thinking about all the presidents since I was born. I was born a week before Pearl Harbor, 1941. So when I was born, Franklin Roosevelt was president.
Wow.
Don't say it like I'm older than dirt.
Concrete, maybe.
But, you know, I was thinking about my memories of various presidents. I mean, the earliest headline I remember in a newspaper was the Los Angeles Times when the bombs were dropped on Japan.
Okay.
Because the headlines were in red.
Yeah, the red ink headlines, yeah. I haven't seen one of those since the moon landing. Well, 9/11, yeah. There were red headlines on 9/11.
In any event, I mean, maybe one of my favorite presidents was Harry Truman.
Because, give him hell, Harry.
Because the buck stopped with him. I mean, he made tough decisions, and he didn't use it as the presidency as a platform for his later. He went back to living like he'd been living before.
Right.
In Missouri, and I just liked it. Eisenhower. I mean, I remember the I like Ike buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had an I like Ike button, and he was a successful general from the Second World War. I don't know how good a president he was, but he did have a calming influence on the nation. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get into any wars while Ike was president. Mm-hmm. And came along, let's see. After Ike was what, Kennedy?
Yes.
I remember the Kennedy-Johnson, or Kennedy-Nixon debates because we watched it on black and white television.
Darn.
And as I recall, and I was in high school then, and the main thing I remember about those debates was Kennedy was smooth and Nixon was sweating and looked like a crook.
Yeah.
And the big argument at the time was, and it was a big deal nationwide, we can't elect Kennedy because the Pope will take over the United States of America. His religion was the big issue.
And, of course, that ghost came back to haunt old Mitt Romney.
Yeah. So, I remember that. And so then we had Kennedy. Well, what did Kennedy really do? I mean, seems to me Kennedy...
Besides Marilyn Monroe. Yeah,
well, I wasn't going to go there.
Sorry.
Seems to me Kennedy, got us into Vietnam. A Cuban Missile Crisis happened during Kennedy, and that was maybe his finest hour. I remember him, again, watching on black and white TV, standing on the floor of the UN, facing down Khrushchev, who had been up there pounding his shoe on the podium. And Kennedy said, "We're not putting up with missiles in Cuba," and did the blockade. And ultimately,
it was nuclear chicken, and the other guy blinked.
I was actually in the military at that time, and when he made that speech on television, We spent all that night stripping all the shiny off the airplanes and loading nuclear bombs on B-52s and posting guards every 100 yards around the base.
Oh, my biological father was at a Nike site in Florida. That was some interesting days.
Yep. And people were scared, you know, that we were going to go to nuclear war. I mean, when I was in high school, we had drills hiding under our desks in case of a nuclear attack.
And cover.
Huh. Yeah.
Remember the turtle with the little trifoil hat on his head? He had the little civil defense hat on his head. It was duck and cover.
One of the things that I think the best thing that came out of Kennedy, and it came actually from Sergeant Shriver, was the Peace Corps. Mm-hmm. I like the Peace Corps. And that came under Kennedy. After Kennedy's assassination, we got Johnson. And Johnson was a crude, powerful Texan. And he decided that he was going to, because he had been, I guess, Speaker of the House earlier, and knew how to pull all the levers. He was the insider. He knew how to pull the levers of government. But Johnson decided to take Kennedy's promise of a great society and turn it into a reality. And Johnson crammed through all kinds of social programs to create the Great Society. Following Johnson, we had Nixon. Nixon was a paranoid idiot. However,
I just remember the wage price freeze and the economy going into the...
quite but he the did nosedive. One good thing. He established relations with China.
Mm-hmm.
And that was major. We had Ford, who's, far as I can tell, his only true accomplishment was he pardoned Nixon, which irritated a whole bunch of people at the time, but had the effect of calming down the United States from the rancor that existed from all of the Nixon stuff. So I think he did the right thing. Carter.
Jimmy.
Jimmy didn't do anything. I mean, he was president for 4 years, and it appeared that he was a micromanager. He couldn't let anybody he appointed to anything do anything because he had to approve everything, and the result was nothing happened. I can't remember anything that Carter did.
But yet he's regarded as this elder statesman. He's quite the spokesman for Habitat.
And he's a great guy. And I think people ought to aspire to be like him. I just don't think they ought to aspire to be president like him. I mean, his commitment to building homes is admirable. And he's gone all over the world doing that. And what's that called, that program?
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. Right. I liked Habitat for Humanity. I remember working on a house here in Reading when Habitat for Humanity was up and running.
Yes, yes.
Now they're gone. That was Carter. Bush got us out of Vietnam. It was a defeat, but we got out. Clinton.
You left out Reagan in there somewhere.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's Reagan? Oh, I missed him. I liked Reagan. Oh, you know, that makes me think of something else about Kennedy. Reagan did what Kennedy did. Passed a massive tax cut. Democrats and Republicans, and the economy boomed after both of them. So, you know, tax cuts aren't political unless they're politicized.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the two biggest tax cuts we've had, in my observation, Kennedy's tax cut and Reagan's tax cut both had a positive impact on the United States and, my pocketbook. I really liked Reagan because Reagan, number one, had a sense of humor. Number two, had a sense of purpose. And number three, stood by his sense of purpose, as if almost by force of will. You know, tear down this wall.
Yep. A friend of mine who I could not be more politically polarized against, but he and I have great conversations. He was a CBS News producer. He's extremely liberal, but in this last presidential election, he lamented because he really had no use for Hillary Rodham Clinton whatsoever. And his statement often said is, where are the statesmen? Where have all the statesmen gone? Was this the best that the United States could come up with? And it begged a question.
Yeah, 605-4567. If you have something to say about this, give us a call or anything else. Whatever's on your mind, we're going to take a break.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is courtesy of Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in the local business, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. They've been 32 years in the satellite business. They are your source for Dish Network. They're an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. That's Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue.
Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's Debbie Tom backseat of Jackie's car.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Dust off your Lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
735 KCNR's Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott will be back tomorrow to regale us all with stories of his adventures. This portion of the program brought to you by Cal North Forestry, the team of expert arborists in here in Northern California. It's a professional tree service and more for your home or business. If your property had any effect from the fires, you can get 2 hours of free service. For all the details, contact Tim Yeomans, 200-8123. That's Cal North Forestry.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl till he gets back tomorrow. I was reviewing with Bob the presidents that I have been in office since I've been alive. And I think I made it up to Reagan, right?
Yeah.
Reagan was good. Bush got us out of Vietnam. Then we come to Clinton. Clinton was a pretty good president, as a matter of fact, in my opinion. He was not far left. He was left a little bit, but he would triangulate and be a centrist on many occasions. However, he was the first president, well, Kennedy a little bit, but really Clinton was the first president whose immorality made the news on a regular basis, and I think contributed to the overall moral decline of the United States. So I had problems with him for that reason.
For me, because I was just becoming politically aware about that time frame, mm-hmm. It wasn't the fact that he had done it, but the fact that he stood in front of television cameras and said, "Now you listen to me," and then denied that the incident had taken place.
Yeah, which is what Nixon did.
Yeah.
With the Watergate.
Too. Yeah.
You know, it's
and Nixon had the grace to resign.
And Clinton didn't have that much grace because he liked the power too much. Still does. Then we get to who? After Clinton was Bush II, George. From Bush, his entire presidency was defined by 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happened as a result of 9/11, to my mind at least. I don't think he defined his own presidency. It was forced on him by 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was all that talk of weapons of mass destruction, and then we go in, and then people are making a big deal out about there was no weapons of mass destruction, but to my mind, there were weapons of mass destruction. That was chemical stockpiles. Those are weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. No, they weren't atomic bombs, but they were weapons of mass destruction. And I truly appreciate Bush's commitment to veterans, both in office and since he left office. You know, has always been a friend to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to Obama. Obama was slick. He was a good speech maker.
He was an activist.
Right.
And that's what we have now, is activists.
Activists. And he was slick. He governed by executive fiat. You know, the hope, I think, of the nation with his election was that he would bring us together, that we wouldn't have a black and white divide or, you know, rich and poor divide, whatever. He was going to be the great leader of a melting pot of American society.
Well, he was going to integrate us into the great world huggable kumbaya community.
Yeah, except I think that he didn't have the capacity to do that. He wasn't interested in doing that other than rhetorically, and in fact divided us further with his executive orders. Then we get to Trump. Now, I don't like Trump. I think I understand Trump. I mean, based on personality, I would not vote for Trump for dog catcher. On the other hand,
your alternative?
Yeah, my alternative was somebody I wouldn't even want to babysit my dog in the person of Mrs. Clinton, who was just anathema to me. In fact, because I'm a declined estate, okay, I was a Republican for years. I got so irritated with the Republican Party and some of their crap, and I couldn't bring myself to be a Democrat, and I didn't want to register to be an independent because they get as much junk mail as anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Same with libertarian or whatever.
I just became a declined estate. As an independent or as a declined estate in California, you can vote in both the Democratic and Republican primaries.
Oh, I thought you didn't get to do either.
Well, you don't get to vote in the Republican primary, but you get to vote in the Democratic primary and in the general election.
Oh, so you can if you have Republican leanings, you can cast your ballot for the person you think is less likely to be a good contender. You can skew the numbers.
So as a declined estate, I voted for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, there you go.
Did I like Bernie Sanders? No, I think he's nuts. You know, but I hated Hillary Clinton. So I got two chances to vote against her, once by voting for Bernie Sanders and once by voting for Donald Trump. Let's go to the phones.
Bob in Redding.
Hello,
you
Bob.
Have the floor. Yeah, you forgot about the first Bush that run. And what he did, his famous thing is he got us all involved with Agenda 21. And he didn't mention that. I mean, he was the first one to get us involved with
his new world order
the United States as United States into Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah, the new world order shtick, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why today we are in the problems we are.
That it's all due to Agenda 1. Signing on to Agenda 21, all of our problems are due to that.
Well, a big part of them. Because what does Agenda 21 do? It wants a one world order.
Okay.
Well, what it wants and what it gets are two different things.
Obama push a one world order. What did George Bush II push? A one-world order.
So this is the whole trilateral condition, George Soros is the devil himself sort of thing.
Well, he was the one who first got us into it, so where would you put the blame?
Actually, I've never paid much attention to Agenda 21.
Well, you ought to read it and find out and look at where America is going today and where it's been. And if it isn't for Donald Trump doing his darndest to get us out of this mess, if Hillary Clinton was president or if Bernie Sanders made president, we would have a one-world order, and he would be saluting them.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate your calls.
Thanks for your comments.
605-4567.
Do you remember the whole FEMA camp thing? Now, I am going to say right up front that Obama was not my favorite person, okay, by any possible stretch of the imagination. But some of the claims... Well, they're buying all these billions of rounds of ammo. They're building all these FEMA camps. They're going to round us up. Run! Remember that?
No, because I didn't. I thought they were idiots.
But the hysteria and every And now the hysteria is on the other side of the fence that, you know, Trump was going to get us into a war. Remember that, you know,
he
Kim Jong-un was going to launch his his eight nukes and we were all going to die because we were going to fire back and China was going to fire. He was going to get us in a battle with Russia. He was going to get us in a battle with China. These things sort of level out after a while. The news media lurches from hysterical pronouncement to hysterical pronouncement. You have to have noticed this.
Well, part of the reason is because real journalists barely exist anymore. I mean, there may be one someplace, but I don't know where they are. You can't pick up a newspaper or magazine without reading editorial comments inside of, quote, illegitimate news reports, and that drives me crazy. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with your calls at 605-4567.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio comes to you courtesy of Cornerstone Community Bank. Excited to welcome friends and neighbors to the new branch in downtown Reading, a block south of Jack's Grill. They've got all the usual amenities like a drive-through teller, an ATM, extended business hours, safe deposit box. You want to see the difference at Cornerstone Community Bank. Experience how they move local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com.
See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races. 500 cash up for grabs and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you're looking out at pets in your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years.
been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And at 10 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock, Four Winds Jewelry bringing you this portion of Free Fire Radio, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750, one of the few full-service jewelry stores in Reading and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray. The phone number is 605-4567. Been working through the presidents I've known, and I'm up to Trump. And let me tell you what I think about Trump. Trump is a real estate salesman.
He's the showman.
He's a real estate salesman and investor. And I've dealt with people like Trump over my 42 years in real estate. They come in with a lot of bluster and a lot of bucks, and they ask for twice what they want every time and are very belligerent about getting twice what they want and ultimately settle for half of what they ask for. It's a tactic. It's a methodology. It's a negotiation. Everything is a negotiation. And so I tend to discount all of his more outrageous claims and try to look at them and think, well, what's he really want? Probably half of what he asks for. I think Trump's done some good things. The tax cut was a great thing. I mean, look at what's happened to the economy as a result. I think opening a dialogue with North Korea was a good thing. Now it's devolved into something really weird when Kim and he are exchanging love letters, whatever that is.
Oh, and in the breaking news this morning that Kim has invited the Pope to...
Yeah, things have
now,
got...
who'd have thunk?
Well, yeah, but I haven't seen him do anything. So he's talking to people. So what? I'd like to see him do something about allowing his
well,
people
it's all
to...
PR, yeah.
Yeah. In any event, I liked his tax cuts, Trump's tax cuts. I am encouraged by the renegotiation of NAFTA. I think it now will be more fair. The border wall. I'd like to see something done to stem the flow of illegal immigration. I'm not sure. A physical wall is the answer, although Israel found out that a physical wall was the answer for them. So I know it does work. There's proof that it works.
I think a more reasonable size wall augmented by the massive technology that we have at our disposal, nothing bigger than a flea is going to get across that line.
And I would support that. I think the state sanctuary status of California is ridiculous. What's not to understand about illegal? Illegal is illegal. And we have, since our founding, been a nation of laws. If laws don't mean anything, or we only get to obey the laws we like, I mean, our system of government is, if you don't like the law, vote to change the law.
Mm-hmm.
But or vote out the people who put in the law. But
so you don't subscribe to the Constitution is a living document theory, do you? That the founding fathers had their stuff together when they wrote those words?
I think the founding fathers were geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Constitution, in some ways, I think the document itself is fine. Society has changed, but the principles contained in the Constitution have not changed. So what that they didn't know about the Internet at that time? Let's go back in time. In the 1830s and 1840s, by the way, there was a situation.
Well, news traveled at the speed of a fast horse.
Well, but the in the 1830s and 1840s, the social media was the letter,
mm-hmm.
a letter. And it, I don't know if you knew this, but when the Postal Service, the National Postal Service, first started, you mailed letters for free. They were paid for by the recipient.
Yep.
And then the government was going broke doing that because not enough recipients were paying and they didn't have any way to get them to pay. So they started with postage stamps. And the first postage stamps came out in 1847, and so the post office losses from unpaid letters turned around and made letter sending more affordable for everybody because now they were cheaper for everybody. I mean, before, when you had to pay to get the letter, it was expensive. After they adopted postage stamps where the sender had to pay, it got a whole lot cheaper for everybody. That was social media of the mid-1800s.
Well, of course, the post office is a study in economy of scale, because tell me how you could possibly pay someone, what is it now, 52 cents or whatever, to take a piece of paper, transport it across the country, and deliver it to a specific location for under a buck. Good luck doing that with the outside of something of the scale of the post office.
Well, even the scale of the post office is going down the toilet because of social media and new electronic forms of communication.
Well, email's not even fast enough for some folks now.
But anyway, that got me off Trump. Trump has done some good things. His personality sucks. His tweeting is an anathema as far as I'm concerned. He acts less presidential than any president we've ever had. And I don't find any of that a good thing. I think he could achieve the same things by even his negotiation tactics of ask twice what he wants and settle for half. I mean, you can do that by being civil without being bombastic and without being a jerk. Trump is a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. 605-4567. Anyway, that's kind of how I look at the presidents. And I don't know, you know, if I look at the crop of people coming up, I don't, you know, the Democrats don't have anybody. I don't know that the Republicans have much of anybody.
Where are the states people? Okay, I won't just say statesmen because that'll probably get me in trouble with half the population. Where are the states people? Where are the people who put... who believe in America as America and aren't pushing forward some personal thing, you know. Have we ever had that?
Yeah, who is running for office? And I mean, this, by the way, applies not only at the national level but at the local level. Who's running for office that truly cares about the community of people they intend to represent? As opposed to those who are running for office at any level, who only care about the constituency that are supporting them. You see, running for office is completely different than being in office. Running is about winning.
Mm-hmm.
Being is about representing everybody, including the ones who didn't vote for you. I mean, and that is most true at the local level, and I wish it was more true at the federal level. Unfortunately, we're so factionalized, balkanized. Everybody's tribe is right, and everybody else's tribe is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That we've, you know,
gang warfare, turf wars.
And we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings, it was naked, raw power. That's all it was. Naked, raw power. And I would like to think, as a nation, we are better than that. Unfortunately, our elected politicians don't portray that, as far as I can tell.
Mm. True word. So next hour you're going to pull out the about the info
pamphlet? I got it right
here.
This is how I'm going to vote. I'm going to tell you that when we come back from the news at the top of the hour.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Beltway insiders say it comes like a bolt out of the blue. America's voice at the United Nations is resigning. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley submitting her resignation to President Trump. He says Haley will leave the U.N. post at year's end. Mr. Trump says Haley told him about 6 months ago that she might want to take a break. The president describing Haley as a fantastic person who has done an incredible job. The president says that while he is happy for Haley, he hates to see her go. Florida's northeast Gulf Coast getting ready for tomorrow's expected arrival of a powerful storm.
Hurricane Michael is a massive storm that could bring total devastation to parts of our state, especially in the panhandle.
Florida Governor Rick Scott urging people to follow evacuation orders issued for parts of the Gulf Coast. Category 2 storm has maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says along with ferocious winds and flooding rains, storm surges of 8 to 12 feet are anticipated.
That would be quite dangerous if you're in the area when the storm hit. It would have the potential to drown you quite easily. It could also be quite damaging to property in the area.
And the federal government pledging its support as Michael approaches Florida's Gulf Coast.
From the White House to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the message is the same. We're here to help. President Trump says the federal government is working with state and local officials in Florida to take all necessary precautions. And FEMA Administrator Brock Long tweets, "We're fully prepared to support Florida Governor Rick Scott and are moving people and resources ahead of Hurricane Michael."
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A lawyer for the company whose limo was involved in that deadly upstate New York crash says multiple safety violations on its vehicles had been fixed before the tragedy last weekend. Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. If you follow my work, you know that one of the biggest outrages I reported on was the trial of abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
I helped expose the crimes the mainstream media tried to cover up.
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect abortion clinics.
When the producers of the Gosnell movie came to me for help, I jumped at the chance. I personally donated to make sure this film got made. The Gosnell movie opens October 12th. It's amazing.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this powerful story of good versus evil to the big screen.
Nothing that man did that protects women or children, and you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can and should bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family. You do not want to pass up this unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
It was a rude early morning awakening for thousands of people in Ukraine when an ammo dump exploded with tremendous force.
This is a weapons depot. We're told it contains pretty old weapons dating back to the Soviet era. And this morning at about 3:30, an explosion went off. This fire began. Measures were pretty quickly put in place to evacuate people, and we're told there's about 10,000 people who were taken away in the middle of the night. Some of those people have been posting footage on social media. Shows a pretty terrifying sight, really. A huge ball of fire effectively on the horizon, and you can see at some points weapons exploding, rockets seem to be going up in the air.
The BBC's Jonah Fisher. Police in southern Japan investigating the death of a zookeeper in an apparent attack by a white tiger. Police say the zookeeper found bleeding from his neck lying on the floor last evening inside a tiger cage. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. New York City puts expansion of its organics collection program on hold. Not enough people participating.
It's an often rather smelly chore, setting aside one's table scraps, spoiled food, and grass clippings. The city began its pilot program 5 years ago with the goal of turning hundreds of thousands of tons of such leftovers into compost, gas, or electricity. But the city collected just 13,000 tons from residential customers last year and found that the 3.5 million people in the program are only separating around 10% of their potential scraps. Bob Agnew reporting.
Google preparing to showcase its latest products. Tech giant expected to introduce a couple of new Pixel phones along with other devices designed to increase usage of its advertising-driven services. Google launched its line of high-end phones 2 years ago to better compete against Apple, Samsung, and other device makers. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down about 59 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott. He'll be back tomorrow morning. What's going on this morning, Bob?
Well, good morning, Ken. First things first, I want to, a couple of weeks ago I was reporting air quality numbers that were in the very unhealthy range, like upwards of 200 air quality index. This morning, looking at the network of sensors that have been installed around Reading in the wake of the car fire, I'm getting lots of zero readings and readings down in the teens. So we've got good, clean air quality this morning. Breathe deeply. Went outside this morning, it was so clear, you could actually see the Milky Way. That's rare for Reading. So enjoy it. Otherwise, you're going to see a high near 82, an overnight low of 55. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, a high near 77. It'll nudge back up to 78 on Thursday, 82 by Friday. No rain in the immediate future, at least for the next 10 days out. Currently in Reading, we have, I'm going to call that about 66. And this is, and Shasta Lake, 91 feet from the top as of now. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They do senior and veterans discounts. And they will give you excellent service. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
This morning I'm going to cover how I intend to vote on some of these ballot propositions. I'm not expecting everybody or even anybody to vote like I vote, but I do expect everyone to vote. It is both a privilege and a responsibility. And low voter turnouts are just a symptom of what's wrong. If people showed up to vote, we would have a government we wanted instead of not voting and getting the government we deserve for not voting.
Don't vote, don't gripe.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think you ought to have to put in your voted thing in your telephone before you call in and complain on talk radio or write a letter to the editor. If you don't vote, if you haven't shown the responsibility of voting, then why should you have the irresponsibility of commenting on people who do vote? In any event, the election is coming up. There are only 11 propositions on the ballot, although they're numbered 1 to 12. One of them got pitched, I think, the 9th. The ballot proposition number 9 got pitched by the Supreme Court of the California.
You remember Tom Woods? You worked for him.
Absolutely.
I remember one of the things that he said that absolutely stuck in my mind, because he had a very brief career in Sacramento, but he said he had two things about, initiative mania, he called it, the desire for people who think that we are a pure democracy and every decision must be made by the electorate at large, and the representative form of government is just takes too long. And he said the initiative mania was growing, and that has come certainly to the fore. And some initiatives get through or voted on, everybody likes it, and then the court shoots it down.
Well, I never have liked the initiative process. It's a California tradition. And initially it was probably a great idea. The the citizens could band together to put something on the ballot that the legislature was not addressing to the satisfaction of the citizens. However, that's how it started. What it is now, unless you're rich, you can't get an initiative on the ballot. I mean, it's no longer a citizen's issue. It's a big money interest issue. And for that reason, if none other, I am opposed to it. And I happen to believe in the representative form of government. I think if you don't like the laws that are getting passed, elect somebody who will do laws that you like. And, you know, whatever the laws are, if you live in the state of California, and I've lived in Southern California, I've lived mainly in Northern California, I don't like a lot of the laws that the state passes. But it is the law. And if you subscribe to the fact that being a nation of laws is a fundamental to our way of life, then lobby harder, make your voice heard. There's nothing that prevents anybody from going down to Sacramento and banging on the door of a legislator, even if they're from Inyo, Kern. You know, anybody can do it. I've done it.
Well, the other thing that Tom said that stuck in my head was that California was rapidly bond measuring itself into a quagmire from which there would be no escape.
And I sort of agree with that also, although I think there is a place for bonds. I mean, the bond is the equivalent of someone buying a house. You can't afford to pay cash for the house because it's such a huge purchase that you finance the purchase over time.
What we found, though, is that the taxpayers are getting pretty darn weary. And legitimate stuff is not getting, you know, stuff that we need is not getting passed now.
Well, you may not like the way I'm going to vote on these bond measures, but I'm on this stuff. But I'll go ahead and I'll start on this. And if you don't like how I'm going to vote, as long as you call in and say it nicely, it's okay with me. I'll be nice in return.
You are a guest in our house.
That's correct.
Request civility.
605-4567. Proposition 1 authorizes $4 billion in general obligation bonds for existing affordable housing programs for low-income residents, veterans, farm workers, manufactured and mobile homes. I'm going to vote yes on Prop 1, and it means that I am perfectly willing for the state to sell $4 million worth of bonds that help those kind of people. I will tell you that California Veterans Financing, CalVet Financing, is paid for 100% by the veterans. It is funded by bonds, this type of bond.
I could get behind this a lot more than I can get behind the high-speed, quote-unquote, rail, quote-unquote, that goes nowhere.
But in any event, I'm voting yes on one because those are bonds that are for a cause and will be repaid by the people accessing the pot of money created by the bonds. Proposition 2 authorizes bonds to fund existing housing programs for individuals with mental illness, and it's a legislative statute. It was put on the ballot by the legislature. It actually authorizes counties, and there are, 58 counties in California, to shift some of the money they get for mental health services from providing certain mental health services to providing housing for those who have mental health problems.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, the fiscal impact, according to legislative analysts, allows the state to use up to $140 million per year of county mental health funds to repay up to $2 billion in bonds. And the bonds will be used to fund housing for those with mental illness. This was put on by the legislature. The people against it are NAMI, which is the National Association of Mentally Ill, because they feel that mental health programs are not funded enough This is direct care, not housing care, and that providing housing for a subset of the mentally ill will rob services from another subset of the mentally ill. I'm going to vote yes on it because I think, in part, it will address some of our homeless problems.
I would agree with you on that because I think that a stable environment is preferable to drugging these people up and putting them back out on the street.
And with that thought, we're going to take a break. Apparently, my main competitor in all these ballots is going to be you, Bob. Otherwise, 605-4567.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. You got a loved one who's recovering from injury or surgery, needs a little extra help? Well, the amazing caregivers at Reading Home Helpers can keep your loved one safe and independent in their own home. Doesn't matter if it's 2 hours a day or around the clock. These schedules can be based on the needs of your loved one. Sharon Clark is the owner. She'll come see you for a complimentary in-home consultation. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call them at 226-8350. That's Reading Home Helpers, where there's no place like home.
Welcome back to the program. This is Ken Murray. I'm sharing with you how I intend to vote. I'm not expecting anybody to vote like I vote, but I'll tell you how I'm going to vote, and then you make up your own mind. And if you have a different point of view, you're welcome to call in. You'll be a guest at our house, and we'll be nice to you. 605-4567. Prop 3 on the November ballot authorizes bonds to fund projects for water supply and quality, watershed, fish, wildlife, water conveyance, and groundwater sustainability and storage initiative statute. Again, another initiative. $8.877 billion in state general obligation bonds, and I'm going to vote no on this. And I'm going to vote no on it because I am not voting for one more dime for a water project that doesn't create water. We voted for all these bonds for all these years for water projects, and have I seen any increase in the amount of supply of water? Nope. What I do see is we vote for these bonds and we go into a whole raft of environmental projects to save endangered species under the guise of restoring watershed. The problem is half our water flows into the Pacific Ocean. And if you don't dam it up, it's going to continue to flow into the Pacific Ocean.
I found it interesting that after all these all these bills were passed, the first thing that got checked off the list and thrown back onto the shelf was Sites Reservoir. Oh, we don't need that. We don't really need that.
Well, which just frosts my kadicky, which is why I'm not voting for any more water bonds.
David in the chat room says he's going to vote no across the board on everything but 6.
Well, that's certainly his prerogative.
His challenge, prove you wrong respectfully. Prove him wrong respectfully.
I can't. I'm not in the business of proving anybody wrong. I mean, I respect everybody's right, provided they vote. If he doesn't want to vote the way I vote, it's okay with me. Prop 4 authorizes bonds funding construction at hospitals providing children's health care. Those are primarily University of California hospitals. $1.5 billion. For construction, expansion, renovation, and equipment of certain hospitals that treat children, I'm absolutely in favor of that. I don't have any problem taking care of our kids, just like I don't have any problem taking care of our kids in schools.
Okay.
Proposition 5 changes the requirements for certain property owners to transfer their property tax base to replacement property. It's an initiative constitutional amendment. I think this is one of the ones the California Association of Realtors is hustling, which I happen to be a member of, and I'm voting no on it because I think it's nuts. It only helps rich people. Mm-hmm. And let me discuss this for a minute. Right now, if you're over the age of 55 and sell your house, let's say you're going to you're going to downsize, and you owned your existing house for 30 years and you have a low assessed value. You move to a smaller house, and under Prop 13, you're going to be charged approximately 1.1% of the purchase price of the house, which will go up at 2% per year. You can move your tax base if the county approves it within the county, or if several counties go together and agree to allow it inter-county transfers, you can do it. Currently in Shasta County, you can sell your home if you're over 55. And if you have a low tax base and you're buying a home with a higher tax base, which may be less in price because tax base is a function of Prop 13 when you originally bought it. So right now you can move age 55 plus in Shasta County and keep your tax base with you. You have to ask for it, but you can get it. What this proposition would do would be, rather than counties agreeing with each other, would be a statewide deal that you could move to any county in the state and carry your tax base with you. So by voting no, certain homeowners, those who want to move to some Southern California or Southern Californians who want to move to Northern Californians, will be able to carry their tax base with them. And frankly, when I look at this, it will have a fiscal impact on schools and local governments, which would, according to the ledge analysts, lose over $100 million in annual property taxes early on, growing to about $1 billion a year. And that similarly will increase state costs to backfill local schools. It's an expensive proposition that serves a small portion of the population and particularly benefits the wealthy. I'm voting no on it. Proposition 6 eliminates certain road repair and transportation funding, requires certain fuel taxes and vehicle fees be approved by the electorate. Initiative constitutional status. A yes vote means that fuel and vehicle taxes recently passed by the legislature would be eliminated. A no vote means that fuel and vehicle taxes recently passed by the legislature will continue to be in effect. I'm going to vote no on Prop 6, which I am fairly confident will probably pass in California and will make me not popular in Shasta County. But when I look at this, it seems to me that because of the impact of other things the voters have voted for example, in June, voters overwhelmingly passed Prop 69, which prevented Sacramento politicians from raiding transportation funds and ensuring those funds are only used for transportation improvements. Okay, this Prop 6, which gets rid of the gas tax, which, by the way, hasn't been raised since 1994. And the fact of the matter is inflation does happen. Our roads and bridges and transportation networks are going down the toilet. All you have to do is drive on them to figure that out. And Prop 69 and the act of the legislature will create $5+ billion a year for fixing those things. One of the benefits of that locally is the bridge between Redding and Palisadro, crossing over Highway 44. What's that? Stillwater?
Stillwater Road, yeah.
Yeah.
Stretch of, for those who are in the know about police talk and radio calls, for a long time, that stretch of highway has been referred to as Highway 1144, which is, of course, the police term for a fatal accident because there were so many of them. Actually, it's for a fatal incident of any sort, but
well, that's exactly how they got the bridge in Palisadro at Deschutes Road, because what was it, Bing Crosby's nephew or cousin or somebody got killed in a car wreck out there, and that was the moment from which stemmed the creation of that overpass in Palisadro. It's the same thing driving the overpass at Stillwater, and without this kind of money coming in from road taxes, from gas taxes, there aren't going to be any of those bridges built. It just is not going to happen.
As a sidebar to that, what do you think about the mileage tax? Because as more electric vehicles hit the road, less gas is being sold. And now they want to slap a device on your car that will, and they'll send you a bill for the number of miles you drive. Because these things work on GPS, therefore a breadcrumb trail of your every move is being created.
No, I'm not in favor of that. The way the legislature passed the gas tax increase, also they begin taxing in 2020 these electric vehicles so that they're paying for using the road even though they don't use gas. Anyway, I'm going to vote no on Prop 6 because, among other things, it says only the voters can ever do anything, and that violates the whole premise of representative government. I'm voting no. Bob, your turn.
I'm going to tell you right now that this portion of the program at 8:30 brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They've got all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They've been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They are at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. You can give them a call at 221-0441. We got half an hour for you to chime in at 605-4567. We'll be back after these messages.
Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
You don't need the golden ticket to attend Wind River Resort and Casino's Wonka Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 27th. Be entertained all night long with Baby Bash featuring DJ Chris. Enjoy drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contests, and door prizes for a night of unforgettable fun. Over $3,000 in cash and prizes will be given away. Presale admission is $20, 25 day up, or $350 for a VIP booth. So you and your friends can make this a night to remember and receive even more surprises. Your ticket for the VIP booth includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 1 bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast, so get your tickets now. Go to the River Club or WinRiver.com to purchase tickets. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your Wonka Halloween Bash. Book a room in our hotel, or Wind River Resort and Casino offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Halloween is better at the River.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zawet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Coming up on 8:35, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. We've got some commentary in the chat room. We will get to that in just a little bit. This portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors will provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. Give them a call at 999-1822 or contact NFI at usgunpro.com.
Welcome back. We're covering ballot propositions and how I intend to vote on them. I invite your comments either in the chat room or by telephone call 605-4567. Prop 7 basically gives the legislature the right to change daylight saving time from our current situation to something else they decide at some point in the future. Currently, our daylight savings time conforms to federal law. I'm going to vote no on this because I like daylight savings time the way it works, and I don't want anybody messing with it. Prop 8 regulates the amount that outpatient kidney dialysis clinics charge for dialysis treatment. Again, it's an initiative statute paid for by somebody with a lot of money. The way it works right now is if you're a kidney dialysis patient, probably you're going three times a week, four hours per time just to stay alive. These dialysis treatment centers are owned by big corporations in the main, not all of them, but most of them, and they own a lot of them, and they charge basically whatever Medi-Cal pays or Medicare pays plus your supplemental insurance. And if you don't have either Medicare or Medi-Cal, they charge whatever they can get away with. And they're making billions of bucks on it. What this proposition would do would be reduce their margin of profit to 15% over their allowable costs. In essence, regulating private businesses to a 15% profit margin. I'm voting no on Prop 8 because I think there are too many unknowns and there are better ways to address the problem than that. Prop 9 was removed from the ballot by order of the California Supreme Court. I don't even know what it was, but it's not there anymore. Prop 10 expands local government's authority to enact rent control on residential property. Again, an initiative statute. And again, I'm going to vote no. I've never seen anything good that came out of rent control.
That's what we're hearing all the advertisements on, too.
They're everywhere. And I'll never forget the first time I went to New York City and saw all the vacant rent control buildings that were just shells, because property managers could no longer afford to take care of them. Are there property owners who gouge their tenants? Yep. Okay. There's no doubt about that. But in a free market economy, somebody will build something else that doesn't gouge them for a more reasonable rate of return. And rent control only, I don't know who it benefits. I mean, I think it benefits wealthy corporations, because I can be Google or Intel or Facebook down in Silicon Valley and pay my executives millions of dollars a year And yet my workers who are making $15 an hour have to go live in Merced or someplace and commute 3 hours a day.
Hmm.
So rent control allows the executives to make all that money and then control property owners who are forced to rent at a lower rate of return so that the big company owner can have his workers live closer to the job. I mean, jobs ought to go to where the people are that need them. And so, I mean, rent control only causes deterioration in value. I'm very opposed to rent control. I've never seen it achieve a positive benefit for a community as a whole. Prop 11 requires private sector emergency ambulance employees to remain on call during work hours. It's kind of a reaction to labor law, which says you got to give them 15 minutes off break or something, and you got to give them a half hour for lunch or whatever. And for an ambulance, you don't want to not be able to call them when you have an emergency. And Prop 11 says that if you vote yes on Proposition 11, which I intend to do, that means that when they're on call, they're on call. And that's for the entire time. I mean, there are other ways to compensate them for missing breaks. Prop 12, I've struggled a little bit with this one. It establishes new standards for confinement of specified farm animals and bans sale of non-complying products. It's, again, an initiative statute. Frankly, I think there's a lot of lies in this prop. We passed a proposition here a few years ago that says, okay, you got to give so many square feet for a chicken. Okay, so many square feet for whatever, veal. And a calf raised for veal. This proposition would plug holes in that earlier law. Now, the opponents of this claim that because of a law passed several years ago, all of those practices were eliminated as of 2015. And frankly, that's a lie. That didn't happen. Those practices have not been eliminated. There are still huge barns with not enough room for a calf to turn around in down in the Central Valley of California. And they raise them in basically in the dark. They don't let them run and play. They can't hardly walk. The problem is the dairy industry, which is huge in California, has to keep the cows have to have calves because as mammals they don't lactate until they have calves, and once they have calves they want to get the calves away from them immediately because now they're lactating and they produce milk, and California is the biggest producer of milk, which is a story in and of itself why we're a big producer of milk. And just in case anybody's interested, I can tell you why. It was because the federal government, many, many years ago, when Wisconsin was the number one provider of milk in the United States, subsidized dairy farms. And the amount of subsidy was directly tied to how far from Wisconsin you were. So dairy farms opened up like crazy in California because they got the biggest dairy subsidies. And in order to keep a dairy rolling, you got to keep having new cows, replacement cows. So what happens is a cow has a calf. If it's a female calf, they use it for replacement herd. If it's a male calf, they don't know what to do with them. They're a problem, okay? And so they take the male calves and they pen them up and make veal out of them. By not allowing them to develop their muscles, not allowing the, you know, and it makes it really tender meat. They don't get out in the light. I mean, they're it's sickening.
Mm-hmm.
It's sickening to see how they treat veal calves.
Yeah, I on general principles will pass on the veal. Yeah,
but anyway, I thought about I initially marked the ballot no, and then I've read more about it, and now I'm thinking about voting yes. I'm kind of on the fence. I think voting yes would help family farmers. And I think for that reason, I'm going to vote yes. Anyway, that's how I'm going to vote on the ballot propositions. There's one other that I want to comment on, and it's Proposition E. It's in the Enterprise Elementary School District. It doesn't raise taxes. They have schools as old as, what, Rother is 62 years old. It replaces and upgrades deteriorating plumbing, drainage, and sewer systems, and inadequate electrical systems. It makes handicap accessibility improvements. This elementary school district bond, Measure E, I think deserves your yes vote. Yes, school districts build schools from bonds. And yes, they maintain them from bonds, and that has been true forever. Well, since we started publicly building schools instead of everybody getting together as a community and slapping boards in the air. So on the Enterprise School District bond, we're already paying for bonds. The bonds have been repaid, essentially. And this particular bond measure, if you look at your tax bill currently, you're paying on Enterprise School bonds. You will just continue to pay on the Enterprise School bonds instead of having them go away. And it's just a few bucks a year. But it will allow upgrading of the facilities in the Enterprise School District. It is sorely needed. We need to take care of our children and the facilities they learn in. Since it will not raise my taxes, Enterprise School District has been fiscally responsible. It deserves a yes vote to continue my current tax rate while raising new funds to build schools.
And when we come back, we have some commentary in the chat room and also on Facebook about some of these topics. Right now, though, we want to tell you about North State Security. With on-site patrol officers covering Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, North State Security is protecting their clients and businesses from civil liabilities and criminal activities. You want to find out more? North State Security, 243-0295, Northern California's ounce of prevention since 1968.
Kendall calls the mama, I'm so odd to hand an address around.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock as we get close to winding up Free Fire Radio on this Tuesday. It is 66 degrees, and of course the weather brought to you throughout the morning by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and this portion of Free Fire Radio is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. And Ken, I'm just going to kind of go... Actually, I'm going to kind of read these in reverse order because they seem to be a little more logical that way. Joe makes two comments in the chat room. The second one, which I'm going to read first, because this seems to be a prevailing sentiment among the electorate, especially the Republican side of the electorate. The problem with the new gas tax is that the old tax was put in a fund in Sacramento, and then the fund was emptied for other uses, creating a backlog of needed road repairs, which got bad enough that people felt the need for more repairs, thus voted for a tax. If the fund had not been robbed, the problem would not exist. And I think you sort of addressed that.
I agree.
What's to keep them from doing it again?
Because it's built into the law now that they can't rob it.
Now, people have said, well... that sort of leads to his other comment. New taxes and new tax revenue are not needed. A prioritization of spending combined with a heavy pruning of programs and employees would result in smaller, more efficient government that would be more affordable. And that's been a mantra of a lot of people. Live within your means, just like we have to, because when you run out of money in your house, you can't just tell other people to give you more money.
I understand that, and, you know, I paid more taxes than most, probably, but the fact of the matter is that when I was young, hamburger was £4 for a dollar. How much is it now? Things cost more. Inflation drives the price of everything up. You make more than you used to make. And the things the government does costs more. And like I said earlier, gas taxes were last raised in 1994, and the cost of doing anything has drastically increased in the last 24 years. Bonds are a viable way to pay for major projects. Do I think that some of that money has been wasted, robbed, spent on other things? Absolutely. But does that make me stick my head in the sand and say I'm not going to vote for something even if there are good things in it? No, I just don't happen to be in that camp. But go ahead. Who else?
Let's see here. This is sort of in... Well, this comment is about the Board of Education to represent Reading and Enterprise, that a person will be appointed. And I don't have a verification on this. It says the board will interview candidates, but
a person I'm not going to name has already been picked, so much for representative government. Now, I don't know if that's just somebody saying something or if there is, in fact, some truth behind that.
I think it's the... local Board of Education. It's the Shasta County Schools is going to appoint a replacement for somebody who left, which is common. And, it's open. Anybody can apply for it, but the existing board members will decide who fills the seat, and the seat will be up for election. I mean, it's just normal business.
Well, the assertion in the chat room is that the person's already picked, and the interview process is just a dog and pony show, which would be nothing unusual.
No.
I think, Ken, the weariness, and we saw this with the city tax to fund public safety, mm-hmm. and the response from the voters was, spend what you got. We're not giving you no more.
And I happen to think that's short-sighted. But that's my opinion. Everybody demands more services, but nobody wants to pay for them. We have new problems. For example, we didn't have the homeless problem 20 years ago that we have today. Somebody's got to pay for the impact of the homeless problem. Do you think it's, what budget do you want it to come out of? Let's talk about local streets since we're talking about this gas tax, okay? I mean, City of Reading can't afford to pay for a major bridge. You might ask why. Well, I got the answer to that. City of Reading can't even afford to take care of the streets it's got. The reason they can't is because the street monies are dedicated to the bus service that we get from the state. Okay? The bus in Reading cost is subsidized by the City of Reading to the tune of between $4 and $5 million a year, which is our street budget.
Mm.
So you want the streets better in Reading? You ready to vote to get rid of the buses? You want to lobby for the city council to get rid of the buses? That'll fix it. But everybody wants everything, and there isn't enough money for everything, and therefore you have to seek revenue.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Who was the bloody genius who decided to take a fairly narrow street, and I'm talking West Street, and put the parking spaces at a 45-degree angle so that now it is impossible for two vehicles to pass side by side between Shasta and, what is that, and Yuba? Physically impossible. You whack your mirrors right off. Who was the genius who put those spaces like that?
Well, it was probably, and I don't know. I don't even know. I can't even remember where West Street is, right? Oh, yeah, it's over there behind the courthouse.
Well, it's on this. It's when you go down, as soon as you cross the tracks, maybe that's not West. It's the, it runs between Shasta and Placer. It's the one that borders the courthouse on the western side. I can probably look it up on a map real quick. But anyway, it's where you park when you go to court. That street there. And they put all these parking spaces angled so that they, especially if somebody's got one of those big, long pickups, and he's sticking clear out in the middle of the street.
Bob, those of us who don't get called into court don't have that problem.
Well, if you just go into the post office.
Anything else in the chat room or
not right now, but I they wanted to increase the density of the parking in that area because that's always been an issue. But this solution is just going to make somebody who owns an auto body shop rich.
Well, that's supporting the local economy.
Yeah.
What's your problem? It's been my pleasure to be here, first of all, a week before last, and then yesterday and today. And I want to thank Carl and Linda for allowing me this opportunity. They, of course, will be back tomorrow morning. If you have comments, it's Carl at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR1460.com.
And if you've been cut off, you can write Bob at KCNR1460.com.
I do get lots of questions about the content of the station, and I hasten to say that I have my only input into the content is that when Carl says, put this content on the air, I render the hand salute and go push buttons and type in instructions, and then the content goes on the air. Other than that, that's pretty much not my decision.
Well, and I want to reemphasize one more time that the opinions of the guests on this show, and that's me, are mine alone and not shared by anybody in the entire face of the earth, and certainly not the advertisers, management, or staff of KNCR.
KCNR. NCR is the cash register company.
Well, whatever it is. KCNR.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. Carl, back tomorrow here on Free Fire Radio.
Now, take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
Back down. KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta.